Hi everyone, welcome back to step number 5 in my New Beginnings campaign for November. That would be Go Tell It on the Mountain, social hour is happy hour. This is Cicely Majeed, it's Thursday, November 21st, and we are swiftly approaching Thanksgiving. Yay, I'm hungry. So I know you all are hungry for not just food, but for something to be grateful for, so you can share it with your friends and family. So I'm gonna feed you early, but it's not food. Of course, we all should have a clean list of things we are grateful for already. So let's get started. I am glad you are taking the necessary steps to prepare for your new beginnings because that is extremely important. You want to be ready for all the universe has in store for you. Otherwise, you will miss out on the blessings that come with it and mess it up, and we don't want that, right? I know I don't. I want to remind you that no matter how much you plan and prepare, that doesn't mean there won't be mistakes and obstacles along the way in your new beginnings. That's a given. That's life. And you may run into some road bumps in your new beginnings. Fortunately, you should be prepared for that emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and even physically. Life happens, and that means there will be puddles from rain and gold from rainbows, and we need to be ready for both of them. And that means strong in mind and able to deal with and handle the waiting games and the less than joyful moments in life. Handle everything. But what's the famous saying? When life gives you lemons, make some lemonade and you will be all right. I am glad you have forgiven yourself and forgiven others for whatever happened in the past. I am glad you have learned to let go, let live, and move on. I am glad you have burned some ships and cleaned up the dirt in your life and on your path and the dirt that surrounds you. And I am glad you have done a major detox so you can rejuvenate and recover from all that stress because it is stressful living a Langolier life. Getting rid of all that baggage brings a lot of tears, heartache, sad memories, and maybe some embarrassing and scary moments trying to rectify or renew what you broke or messed up. That's taxing on the heart. So I want to say kudos to you and give you props for being so brave and embarking on such a daring feat. Only the strong survive and are able to crawl out of darkness into the light, knowing they will have better days ahead, no matter how long it takes to get there. The weak wallow in their sorrow and give into the darkness and allow it to overcome them and overtake them. And I know none of you want that. So I believe you are strong. Otherwise, you would not be listening to my audios, reading my transcripts, and participating in the exercises I give you. You are strong. So pat yourself on the back and give yourself a me hug. You rock. Now let's have some fun. Step 5 is all about cooling down from all the heart stress. If you don't have a cool down moment, you may get frustrated and tempted to go backwards, and you don't want to do that. That's why we have weekends, 2 days to break the monotony of a stressful week at work. We all need a break. You are too close to walking through your door with all those exciting new beginnings. So when I say go tell it on the mountain, that means share your success stories with your friends and family, the ones you trust, that is. Let them know your progress so they can be inspired too. Tell them about this campaign so they can get ready and prepare for their new beginnings as well. Share the wealth. Don't keep it to yourself. Now that doesn't mean you need to spill all of your secrets. That's your business and you don't have to share it with anyone else. I mean, let them know that you may have been feeling stuck in your life and going nowhere. Same old, every day, wishing upon some stars that can't even hear your wishes and doing nothing about what you want. And then a light bulb popped on and you realize that if you really and truly want what you want, if your heart is leading you in a direction of prosperity in many different ways, if you want to see positive change in your life and really make your dreams come true, then you have to do something about it. And then when you tell your story, whomever you're telling it to, you can say, I got up off my dirty butt. Sorry to say it that way. But if you were sitting around doing nothing about what you wanted, then you were sitting in some dirt. So you tell them that you got up and you made some changes. You corrected your behavior, you changed your heart, you stopped your addictions, you squashed your jealousy when it came at you like a bullet, you made amends, you spoke your peace, you purchased a ticket to freedom. Finally. And that will feel really good coming out and being in the open. If you want to share it with me, I encourage you to do so. I love hearing success stories, and I love hearing people that have come from nothing and had major issues in the past, and they worked it out so they could have a better future. I love watching that show called Undercover Boss. That show makes me cry every single time. Doesn't matter. Always makes me cry. I see it every time I see it because I'm a CEO and I want to do those things for the people that are or will be working for me. I love giving. I love it. And not just that, it warms my heart to see bosses take care of their employees and actually listen to someone's heartbreaking story and make a difference in their life. I absolutely love that. And I want to do that myself. I saw one episode just recently about a man who was telling the undercover CEO that he had a really bad life. He got into trouble, ended up in prison, and had a lot of loss. But he turned to God while he was locked up, as so many people do. And when he got released, he changed his life and it paid off. Sometimes people keep going in the right direction and sometimes they fall backwards. They need to have a plan. He got a good job, but he still fell on hard times and he didn't give up. That undercover CEO gave him a ton of money to get back on his feet and continue moving forward with his life. And he cried and he made me cry. He couldn't believe it. God blessed him because he trusted the process and he was patient and he was ready to walk through the door where his new beginning was waiting for him. You want to share your progress with someone you trust and preferably someone you know won't suddenly look at you as the green-eyed monster and get jealous about what you've been doing. I think it's quite dumb for anyone to be jealous of anyone else's progress or success in life when they can take the necessary steps to do the same thing. I talk a lot about jealousy because I've seen it in its worst forms all my life, and it always disgusts me how foolish it is to be that jealous of something you can have yourself. Jealousy started in heaven, didn't it? When Lucifer got jealous of God and he became Satan and he fell from heaven, and the rest is history. So we know how bad it can get. Jealousy can cause people to kill other people, and that's so evil, all for nothing. Everyone's life is precious, and no one has the right to get jealous of something so foolish and then take a life because of it. It escapes me. People lose friends and family members over jealousy, and it's just not worth it. It's just flat out dumb to me, and it is so prevalent in our society and in our world, and people spend too much time allowing jealousy to ruin their hearts and lives and relationships. Who has time for that? My theory, and I think it's more of a fact than a theory, is when people allow themselves to be consumed by jealousy, it's because they know they are too lazy to do something about what they want. So if they see someone else doing it, they get stupid and think foolish thoughts about them, and maybe they distance themselves from you, or if they do talk to you, they cut the conversation short, they may try to hurt you, they refuse to compliment you, they refuse to let you know they think highly of what you are doing for fear that you will know what they think. That sounds pretty dumb, doesn't it? People get insecure and feel unworthy and less than, and maybe they think they can't have what someone else has, but that's a good thing. Get your own stuff. Go your own way and do your own thing, and you will be happy. You won't have time to worry about what other people have or are doing. You will always know who is jealous of you and who is not. They will show it with their actions, and they will be less likely to want to spend time with you and bathe in your sunny light. Obvious, and I don't think anyone is that dumb not to know that. So you will know, and I encourage you to test some people out if you think you don't know, or if you just want to see how they will respond to your newfound success and your new beginnings. If they are jealous, I doubt they will be behind that door unless they do the work they need to get rid of their own dirt. Then you will see them, and you will see them there, and it will be beautiful. So go ahead, throw some tests out there and see how the friends and family in your life respond. But more importantly, find the ones that will not show jealousy towards you, the ones that will cheer you on, the ones that will stand by you and be your accountability buddies. Those are the people you want to keep in your life and walk with in your new beginnings. So tell your story and shout it loud so others can be inspired and so you can weed out the wrong people that don't belong on your path nor in your circle anymore. That's part of your social hour, and that will be your happy hour because you let it out, you shared your success, and you should feel good about that because you know you are making progress and you are already in your light at the end of the tunnel. so you know and believe things will be good and even great from now on. Your second part of your social hour is having some fun. That means go out and celebrate making it to step number five. Steps 1 through 4 are time consuming and sad and challenging. It's hard to break out of your funk and do something different for your future. It takes guts and grit, and you might bleed and cry. So it's uncomfortable stepping out of your comfort zone. So if you did that, then treat yourself and do something fun for yourself. Get your nails done, go get your hair professionally done, buy a new wardrobe or just something new like a pair of pants or jeans that you like, or some shoes you've been wanting for a while. If you have the money, splurge a little bit. And if you don't, you can do free stuff like utilizing that handy tool called Google and find some free stuff. There are free events all over the world wherever you are, and I'm sure you can find something to make yourself smile. Grab a mug from your cabinet and make yourself a cup of tea. Flip on Netflix or Hulu and watch your favorite show that makes you laugh, or a show that makes you feel great, relaxing and enjoying it without interruptions. Take your kids out to a new park and just watch them play, or play with them. That's always fun. Walk your dog in a new neighborhood full of fancy houses, because you may want to buy one of those one day, and it's good to window shop so you know what you like. Create a Pinterest account and start making boards about all the areas of your life that you want to change, and add new stuff to it and look at it at least once or twice a week to remind yourself what you're working so hard to achieve one day. I did that. I have a personal one and I have a business one. Don't always go to the personal one, but I am going there more often now because that's part of my new beginnings coming up. And I have to be prepared. So I highly encourage you to start a Pinterest account and put some pictures on there so that you can encourage yourself. It's like a digital dream board. So do that. It's really fun. If you want to be a mom or dad one day, start reading magazines about parenthood and books about parenthood so you can prepare. Use Google again and look up the shows that babies and kids are watching these days and the items that parents need when they have newborns. Research some schools and be ready to choose a good neighborhood to raise your new family in. Find some recipes online and make a new dish and eat it all by your damn self, because you don't have to share, right? That's all free except for maybe a few bucks for the ingredients if you don't have them at home already. Just find something fun and make that your happy hour. You don't need any alcohol to be happy. Since you are getting ready and prepared for your new beginnings, you need to be aware that you will be doing this stuff anyway. So why not start now? Now, you may not have the fancy car to drive to Vegas or to your cousin's house in Sacramento or somewhere else far where you want to take a nice vacation. And no, you may not have the money to buy expensive clothes and wine and dine yourself or someone else to prepare for dating and marriage. And no, you may not have the body that you want to prance around in a bikini next summer. You have 7 months to prepare for that, by the way, so no worries there. And no, you may not have the handsome or beautiful significant other holding your hand yet. And no, you may not have the friends that you want that will hang out with you living a clean life now. That's all okay, because you are planning to get there, right? That's what this campaign is all about. More about that later. I have 2 more steps to go. So you can have all of that stuff and more if you are ready. So go tell it on the mountain, talk about what you're doing to the right person, find an accountability buddy to stand by you so you don't fall backwards. Share it with someone you love, even if it's just your dog, so you can get it out in the open and keep going. They don't talk back. If you hold things in, you get stuck and frustrated, and that means something needs to come out. So let it out. And lastly, find your social hour and make it your happy hour and have some fun, even if it's just at home. I don't always feel so good because of my heart situation. So sometimes I stay home and have fun behind my closed door and laugh out loud, watch some things I love, cook some things I love to eat, and make plans on my computer for my upcoming new beginnings, which I am already approaching. I'm excited. And if I have to have my social hour at home, my social happy hour at home, telling someone I love what I'm doing, then so be it. I'm telling a lot of people actually just doing this audio. Be grateful that you have a home to do that in, because so many people do not. So go on, start talking, and have some fun. Now I have a couple of super easy exercises for you. I talked about Google. So the first one is Google free stuff to do, and you will see all the amazing and fun things you can do for free. Pick something. I just did it myself. Tons of stuff out there. Ways to share your progress and successes. Blogs, podcasts, YouTube videos, CastBox audios, poetry, letters, photos on Instagram, text messages, emails. Write a book. The list is endless. And I triple dog dare you to come up with something not on this list. Tell me about it. Text me. I love creativity. Ta-ta for now.